if areas like Fermanagh and Leitrim and Roscommon are going to be explored, then and these companies get into these areas, then surely they're going to look at other neighbouring counties, and of course Donegal will be a potential for them. An exploratory licence to carry out a desktop study has been granted in Fermanagh, which really means that Tamboran, an Australian company, can drive about on any public road or on any private laneway and set off many earthquakes to see what the rock formation is like underneath the ground. There's two different licensing organisations, one in the north and one in the south, and they're working completely back to back. And what my concern is that neither government or neither organisation issuing the licences has the necessary experience or capability to make such a decision.
Is it your belief then that the two environmental protection agencies, such as they are on both sides of the border, should be working together, should be trying to get some sort of a coordinated grasp on this issue?
Well, for a long time we've argued that there should be an island-wide environmental agency because it makes no sense to have two organisations working back-to-back.
And as a native of the Garrison area, your argument is that if something happens in Fermanagh, it's going to have an impact in Donegal and vice versa, irrespective of who's passing the laws?
Well, it doesn't matter who passes the laws, because if it gets into the water's not going to respect the border, it's going to go the whole way. If it happens in Belcoo or in Garrison, if it gets into the water, it's going to go the whole way down to the bottom of the Shannon, and it's going to go the whole way into the water in Donegal too. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether one company or one government stop. If the other one goes ahead, then the consequences will just be as disastrous.